Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Secret Service is in charge of event security at Biden's inauguration, but there is a wide variety of military and law enforcement personnel involved, ranging from the National Guard to the FBI to DCPD, U.S. Capitol Police, U.S. Park Police. About 25,000 members of the National Guard are being vetted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation since arriving last week. Expecting open borders as promised by President-elect Joe Biden, several caravans numbering in the thousands are on their way to the United States from South America. Biden transition officials tell migrant caravans now is not the time to come to the U.S. Chinese state media is reporting 12 out of the 22 workers trapped for a week in an explosion in a gold mine are alive as hundreds of rescuers seek to bring them to safety. The Xinhua news agency said Monday a note passed through a rescue shaft Sunday night is giving rescuers hope. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A lot of politics this week in D.C. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
The president-elect reportedly plans to sign several executive orders in his first 10 days in office. According to a memo from his chief of staff, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina addressed some of those moves on Fox News' Sunday Morning Features.
If the first thing he does is go back into the Paris Climate Accords, that's a disaster for the U.S. economy. The accords basically give China and India a pass on their carbon emissions. And how do you enforce a national mask mandate? So if that's what he's going to lead off with, he's going to have a tough roll out of his presidency.
President-elect Biden is also expected to sign executive orders to end the travel ban on predominantly Muslim countries, halting evictions and student loan payments during the pandemic, reopening schools and businesses, and immediate economic relief to working families. The memo also states Biden will take action to address climate change and expand access to health care. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Four teams remain in the playoff hunt for the Lombardi Trophy. USA Radio News' Dan Araki breaks down what happened over the weekend.
The reigning Super Bowl champs have advanced to the AFC Championship game, but it may have cost them their star quarterback. The Kansas City Chiefs held off the Cleveland Browns 22-17 Sunday and will host next week's conference title game against the Buffalo Bills. It's the third straight season that the Chiefs have hosted that game. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes left Sunday's game in the third quarter after a hard hit. He was later diagnosed with a concussion, leaving his status for next weekend in question. And the NFC Championship game is set as Tampa Bay will head to top-seeded Green Bay next week after beating New Orleans Sunday 30-20. It's the 13th conference championship game for Bucks quarterback Tom Brady. He's 9-4 in conference title games, but an even 3-3 on the road. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
NFL insider Jay Glazer says the Chiefs feel good about Mahomes' status and the likelihood of him playing in the AFC Championship game. No stranger to playoff football, Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback Tom Brady says he enjoys playing with this team.
Just done an amazing job, and, guys really come together. It's a really unique team, and we have great chemistry. We have fun at practice, and we work really hard to get this point, just like the other three teams remaining, so... It's hard to get to this point. There's nothing guaranteed from this point forward, but you know, we got to go out there and we're going to have to play our very best to beat one of the best teams in the league.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Track. Bill Martinez live.
You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? I'll tell you. And to be honest with you, I don't think 25,000 National Guardsmen in D.C. is going to get us back on track either. Just saying, all right? Phil Hodgson-Piller, senior pastor with the Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, founder president of American Faith, joins us now. Hey, Phil. happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Hey, thank you, Bill. It's a great reminder of what freedom's all about and how to do things the right way when it comes to protest and getting rights and equalizing people the way God intended.
Right. Well, interesting that Martin Luther King made it clear that he didn't want to blow the system up. He wanted to reform it in manners that he believed were strategic. I believe it was revelatory. I think this came from God himself. And, you know, Martin Luther King was there to apprehend it and to lead a movement that blesses us to this day and should be a reminder. I mean, here we are all these years later in the 21st century, and we remember Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And, of course, some people remember, you know, some of his prominent quotes, one of which is, that he would hope that there would be that day that his children would not be judged based on the color of their skin, but based on the content of their character. Wow, what a high calling, you know, for all of us. But there were so many other things that Martin Luther King had to say, you know, to your point, to, you know, remind us of the hope and peace that we have. I mean, as I was sharing with the audience earlier, Phil, is that by no means do we... you know, look at Martin Luther King and just make him a saint above all saints. You know, he was first of all a man. So with the human failings that he had to deal with, but he was a pastor of a church and he was a man of God who made mistakes like all of us, who had sin. But for the sake of civil rights and, you know, for his appointed time, he put it all on the line to such a degree that it cost him his life.
Well, and I think one thing that he said that was so important was, and it was his foundation. The foundation was that of a Judeo-Christian faith, mm-hmm. and that everything else sprung from that.
Right.
And I think what we see today is ideologies that are anything but Christian-based.
Right. Well, because it's in conflict, Phil, because it's either or. It's not, it's incompatible. You cannot, I mean, and this is what the political system is giving us. They're saying, they've all but given us a molten gold cow out of the fire and said, America, this is your God. And it's in the form of ideology, to your point, versus theology, that we should know better. And people of faith who have critical ears and critical reasoning understand that difference. It's either or. It's not anything that can be compatible, because we're right where Joshua is, and that is, choose you this day who you are going to serve, right?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and I'm reminded of the writings of Daniel Webster. A lot of people don't know that name because maybe history has slipped them. But he's rated one of the top five senators of all time. He served Secretary of State under three presidents, tried over 200 cases before the Supreme Court, and was a deep man of faith, opposed slavery when no one was talking about it, and just really a brilliant thinker. But
gave us the dictionary, right?
He did, yeah.
And why, Phil? Why was the dictionary important for Dan? Do you remember why?
Well, I don't have a quote from him. I can give you my opinion. So
okay.
Tell me something about Daniel.
Well, no, Daniel Webster said words matter. Words matter. Well, that's why.
I was gonna say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, you and I, we're connected. So that's it. So I should have let you say it. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just waiting for the Martinez Dictionary.
Okay. Hey, when you've got something, in fact, I have above my microphone one of the original, I say original, it's a copy, actually, American Dictionary, the English language from Noah Webster.
Oh, do you?
Yes. So that's how that goes back. So Daniel Webster, I said he gave us, but it was a relative, obviously. But, yeah, very cool.
Well, see, that's why you're so articulate. You've got the dictionary hanging over your head all the time.
Yeah, it falls on my head. That's why.
Love it.
But,
well, Webster said something I thought was really good. He said, God grants liberty only to those who love it and are ready to guard and defend it. And I think that responsibility that we see, that it's not something that we just automatically have because we're Americans. It's something who you've got to love liberty,
right?
But you've got to guard it and you've got to defend it. There never comes a point at which you can let your guard down.
Mm-hmm. When I read that, when you sent that to me, God grants liberty only to those who love it and are always ready to guard and defend it. People sometimes take liberty for granted, just think it's God-given. But it comes with conditions. Because, you know, the Bible always, also warns us in the book of Proverbs not to cast pearls before swine, right? And liberty is a pearl. It is a precious pearl. And if we think that we're going to, you know, cast it off and just trample on it, well, then we're undeserving. And there's just something about liberty to the point. The dynamic is you have to guard and defend it. That is kind of the covenant seal for liberty, right?
Exactly. And I really believe that some of that sacrifice has been lost in entitlement. It's been lost in education, where we really missed out on such a valuable part of what makes America great. I think most Americans they love to stand. They love to sing the Star Spangled Banner. They love to cross, you know, put their hand on their heart and say the Pledge of Allegiance. But unfortunately, it doesn't go too much deeper than that. Mm-hmm. And I really think there's a calling back to our roots, a calling back to why are we unique? Why are we significant? Why are we special in the world?
Mm-hmm. What keeps ringing in my head and in my heart, Phil, is that we've got to get back to first principles. You know, like you say, the Pledge of Allegiance. When you and I were growing up, that was one of the first things we did in classrooms across the country. We stood up and gave our pledge to allegiance. Now we don't. So what is going on? Okay, you know, some might say, well, it's because of, COVID and that sort. But long before, I mean, back in the 50s, it started, you know, gently eroding. So we walked away from these first principles that you're talking about, and we're wondering why we're off course here. You know, our trajectory has been altered. And we're not considering first principles any longer, and it's costing us.
It is costing us dearly. You know, I grew up on parade grounds on the U.S. on Army bases. My dad was a career Army guy. And so for me, there couldn't be anything more patriotic or warming to the heart than to hear a military band playing some of the great, great pieces that they did by Sousa and others.
Yes.
But I think those things have, again, they've lost some of that.
Without a doubt. We got to go to break. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Hey, we're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, and of course, always open for correction. Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, senior pastor at in Anaheim Hills, Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, also the president and founder of American Faith, corrected me, and this is important because, you know, we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And I thought there was relationship between Daniel and Noah Webster, but there's not. There is some confusion about it, only because of the last name, right?
Correct. Yeah, both great leaders, both great wordsmiths, and that's what makes really communication so valuable is when we use language that communicates thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of our challenges. We were talking on the break about the challenge of the difference between words have meaning and have usage. Today they have more usage than they have meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't strictly understand origins of words, whether it came out of a Latin-based or out of a Hebrew-based word. We really look at it and go, well, that's what that means. Well, no, that's not at all what that means.
Right.
And the Constitution says what it says, and it means what it means.
Right. Well, and this is the consequence of the abandonment of truth, Phil. If it becomes relative and your truth is as good as my truth, I mean, we're deluding ourselves. I mean, the reason that we are where we are right now is it's been a kind of a life continuum. If you want to make it black and white, let's just say that there's just been lies that have been have infiltrated the political bloodstream and our own personal bloodstreams that it's like we almost don't know the difference anymore other than, you know, we may feel uncomfortable and say, this doesn't seem right or doesn't seem, but we just don't, you know, like General Mattis was talking with CNN over the weekend, Jake Tapper, and he says, we don't have a go-to source for the facts. Well, Tapper tried to say that CNN was the go-to source for facts. Go, well, I'm sorry. Again, you know, like we said earlier, you'll know them by their fruit. All you got to do is just see the results of somebody's life or the words that they say and that sort of thing. And it's quite an expository if you want to, you know, if you want to pay attention. If not, then you'll buy into the narrative and then you wonder why you're so confused because you really you're finding yourself confused and not even knowing the difference between a truth and a lie.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the great danger that Isaiah talked about when we really can't distinguish between good and evil, and we call evil good and good evil.
Yeah.
And I think that's a challenge to all of us. The challenge is to sort through feelings, through preconceived notions, and say, what is the truth here, and how do we find that? And albeit it is very difficult today to find that with news sources. You know, it's one of the reasons why you exist. It's one of the reasons why, I launched American Faith was to try to help people understand truth and get information that is not in the mainstream media at all.
No, and it's not. They've abandoned truth for a narrative. And look where we are right now. And I love what Isaiah says. I mean, that three-letter word, woe, Phil. I mean, and when he says woe, I mean, you sense that is echoing, you know, from the throne room of God himself. I mean, a simple three-letter word, woe. You know, that is, if that doesn't get your attention, because this is where we are right now. He says that you will call evil good and good evil, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. This is America today. And so what are we going to do about it? And to me, it comes back to, again, first principles. And first principles start with our choices. What are we going to do today to be different by the end of 2021? And it starts in our very own hearts to be able to say, you know, God, I'm guilty. I bought into this. Help me understand. Right. Open my eyes to the truth and get back on first principles. And as I said last week, first principles doesn't embody the political system. This isn't about being a Democrat or Republican or an independent.
Mm-hmm.
The body politic, that is downstream of the culture. The political system is a mess and infected, and the disease has metastasized to this degree that we just had an election, and half of the country, if not more, they don't know what to make of this. So regardless of what the mainstream media and establishment media and others would say, oh, it's irrefutable. He is our president. That's it. End of story. Well, you know, people will just shut up and they're just going to be quiet about it. But mainstream America is going to sit there in the coffee shops of America and, you know, and they're going to speak truth and they're going to express their doubts regardless of what the mainstream media would want us to believe, because they're, you know, it's that old saying, methinks you try too hard. You know, the truth is such that when the truth comes in, it hits the spirit of your heart in such a way that it's inarguable, isn't it?
It is, and I've never heard Shakespeare quoted quite like that. You know, methinks you try too hard.
Well, okay, it's a martinism, you know that.
I love it. Yeah. You know, I think the difference today over this election is that there is such a strong undercurrent that is rejecting this versus in the past, I'll call it a passive acceptance.
Yes.
And it's going to be interesting to see, because I really believe it's unprecedented in what we're experiencing today with this election and with this disenfranchising of 70+ million voters. And disregarded in almost every way, plus the supermajority that exists across the board. So it should be a really fun 4 years for Biden and for the country. And I think the underground, and I'm going to use that term in the best possible way, the underground politics of America is going to rise up in new expressions. New avenues. There's going to be a ton of new technology that's going to accommodate those with conservative values. Now that we're seeing this total disregard by big tech and by media. So I look forward to really some great times, because I think we're going to make more progress in these 4 years than anyone's going to imagine. Because I think the heart of the American is going to come out powerfully and mightily. I see it in my church. People are so excited. They're talking about it. Mm-hmm. They're wanting to get involved like I have never seen before.
Exactly.
Never seen before, Bill.
Well, and that's what we need. We need activism like never before. I mean, this is the heart of Martin Luther King Jr. I mean, and understand what he was saying, you know, when he said riots are an expression of the voice of the unheard. It is the voice of the unheard. And because the fact of the matter is that we have to express ourselves, Phil. If you do not, if you feel like you're being squashed, I mean, this is why divorce happened. This is why you have some kind of conflict, because the other side's not being listened to and they're not being heard. Mm-hmm. What happened on January the 6th was the voices of the unheard came together. We still don't understand everything that happened there, though the mainstream narrative is that, oh, it was those Trump people, they all did it. But yet, you know, we even had the father of one of the people that were there said, hey, the Capitol Guard, they opened up the gates. We thought it was okay to go in. I had my son, my two daughters with me. So there's a lot to be understood here. Go ahead.
There's more to this story. You know, pull back the veil. This is like the Wizard of Oz, you know, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. And that's really what we're living in. We're living in a world that is somehow spun with fiction and filled with excuses. What is it Capote used to say? An excuse is a skin of a reason stuffed with a lie. And that's what we seem to have here today, is we have something that doesn't really ring true. And yet we can't sort out what happened exactly. But I think
because you can't even talk about it, Phil. I mean, you and I are talking about it freely here because we're in search of the truth here. But there's so many other powers. I mean, we've got media telling their host, if you talk about this, you're done. You're separated from the company.
Yep. It's so true.
Well,
Bill, it's great another week. I look forward to talking to you next week when we can debrief what happened from this inauguration and so forth.
Without a doubt. Well, we got to leave it there. Pastor Phil Hudson-Pillar, thank you, Phil. Take care.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Secret Service is in charge of event security at Biden's inauguration, but there is a wide variety of military and law enforcement personnel involved, ranging from the National Guard to the FBI to DCPD, U.S. Capitol Police, U.S. Park Police. About 25,000 members of the National Guard are being vetted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation since arriving last week. Expecting open borders as promised by President-elect Joe Biden, several caravans numbering in the thousands are on their way to the United States from South America. Biden transition officials tell migrant caravans now is not the time to come to the U.S. Chinese state media is reporting 12 out of the 22 workers trapped for a week in an explosion in a gold mine are alive as hundreds of rescuers seek to bring them to safety. The Xinhua news agency said Monday a note passed through a rescue shaft Sunday night is giving rescuers hope. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It is time for America's Money Answers Man. Yes, in this new year, Jordan Goodman has come. You're loaded here. I mean, you got all kinds of great information to get us ready for what looks could be a Democratic-controlled government.
It looks that way. You never know for sure, but it looks that way. And I think what that's going to mean economically is a much bigger stimulus package, clearly much more debt, like trillions and trillions of dollars more of debt than we would have had otherwise, but a strong stock market. The stock market is looking for stimulus packages of major size. Now, the one we did at the end of the year of roughly $900 billion was just like a little stopgap measure to get from there to maybe mid-March or so. But I think Biden's going to talk about $3, $4 trillion for the next stimulus package, something like that. And that's just COVID stimulus. Then we're talking about infrastructure, and the list is going to be endless. A free college, public option for health care. I could go through a whole long list of things. They all cost money, Bill.
Yes. Well, I guess you might as well just keep those printing machines rolling here because that's
this is faster than printing. You couldn't print it fast enough. This is all electronically created.
Right, exactly.
Some of it's from the Fed Reserve. I mean, the Fed Reserve has printed tons of money, trillions of dollars last year. They'll print trillions more this year. They're going to keep interest rates at zero. That's what makes for a good stock market is zero interest rates. There's no alternative. They call it TINA. There is no alternative to stocks,
right?
When you have bonds at 1% or so and money markets at zero, and so that's going to be very good. If in fact we get the vaccinations out there, and it's been much too slow so far, but hopefully if Biden will speed that up, that'll get us back to somewhat normal sooner than otherwise. That's a very positive thing, and then people get traveling and eating out and all that. There's just been so such tremendous damage to the economy by how long and how fitfully this has happened. And tons of small businesses don't exist to come back anymore. It's unfortunate. We've lost millions of small businesses because of this.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's a heartbreak. I think about the investment, you know, loans they, you know, people's jobs.
Not only financially, but their entire identities and for generations in many cases, whether it be restaurants or hardware stores, whatever it may be. The end result of this whole pandemic, Bill, is the strong have gotten stronger and the weak have disappeared. In every industry, and that's a real shame because the strength of America is our diversity, small business entrepreneurship, and whether you're a small hardware store competing against Home Depot that lost, or restaurants competing against McDonald's or something, you know, it's the big guys that have won, and they had the financial wherewithal to make it through this. But a lot of medium and smaller sized companies, unfortunately, did not.
Is that going to be a reflection of what happens in Main Street?
I think so.
Same type of formula.
I mean, you're seeing retailers. I mean, retail is a major part of Main Street, and tons of retailers have gone under and will continue to. And what's expanding? Amazon is building, I think, 1,000 new distribution centers. They just bought 11 747 planes to carry these
distributors
all over the place.
Exactly.
Right. So that's where all the growth is going to be. Absolutely.
Wow. What about housing?
Super hot. Super, super hot right now.
In some areas more so than others.
Well, anyway,
a lot of people here in Florida, I can tell you as a state, Florida is going crazy right now.
All the people moving from New York, basically.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's going on. What I talk about, escaping high taxes, high crime, and high COVID, basically. Mm-hmm. But there are other reasons as well. For example, demographically, if you look back 30 to 33 years and see who was born, those are the people buying now. So back in like 1990 or 1989, there was a huge baby boomlet, I guess you might say, because it was the baby boom's last chance to have children, and they did. So those people now, 30 to 33, are getting married and forming households. So it's a huge amount of first-time home buyers coming into the market right now at a time with record low mortgage rates and decent incomes. And there's just not enough inventory, not even close to enough inventory. We have 2 million fewer homes for sale today than back in 2006 when the housing market was super hot. So just to give you a sense, there's just that much less inventory and more people wanting it. The builders aren't even close to keeping up. Even if they wanted to, they don't have the labor to do it. So, yes, the housing market's going to remain hot. But in the suburbs, in the cities, it's going to continue to weaken because people are getting out of the high-crime, high-tax zones.
Exactly. Well, how does it fare in terms of, you know, as you mentioned, an increase in taxes? How is that going to impact housing?
Well, it makes people want to move out of high tax places to lower tax states is what it comes down to.
No, well, from that standpoint, but you're going to have an increase in federal taxes.
Maybe. I mean, if the Senate is 50-50, it's going to be very hard to get any kind of major tax increase through. I really do. And remember, the House has a smaller majority for the Democrats than they had before. Mm-hmm. So I really think it's going to be difficult to get major tax legislation through. I think other things will get through that are considered higher priority, like a stimulus bill, like COVID relief of various types. Infrastructure, I think there could definitely be some compromise on infrastructure. But I think taxes is where you're going to not be able to get through a major tax increase because they know the economy is so weak. Certainly individuals, maybe upper-end individuals could afford something, but most people cannot afford more in taxes. And corporations have thrived by having the tax rate go from 35% down to 21%, and that's going to hurt corporations, raising it up to 28%, and you start losing companies again. So I don't think the tax increases they're talking about are going to happen.
Right. Well, I hope you're right. The other thing I'm keeping an eye on is, the return of Regulation Nation, which was brought to us by the Biden-Obama regime.
I think that is going to happen. Basically, what happened under Trump is everything that happened under Obama was reversed. And now that Biden's coming in, it looks like with the Senate under his control, everything that Trump did is going to be reversed. We're going to go back to exactly what we did before. This is not a good way to run a railroad is every 4 years to change the rules.
You would think in the previous years, with experience defining preference, what we went through for 8 miserable years, why do we want to revisit that? But, you know, hey, look, we're not in control. This is going to be on them. But somehow the people decided that we needed to return to that.
Well, in many cases, you're going to get, just to give you a few examples, Bill, minimum wage. I think they're going to go for a $15 minimum wage, which sounds great, except for the small businesses that have to pay it, that can't afford it. They're already going out of business without a $15 minimum wage. That's just one example. Oil and gas leasing. I think Biden's going to take all federal lands off from leasing oil and gas, things like
right.
that.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of new labor regulations. Remember the fiduciary rule? That's going to be brought back in the financial services market. Environmental, massive new environmental. Look, you're going to have John Kerry as the new climate change czar, and he's going to be in on everything. He's going to say, you know, climate change is more important than anything else you're talking about. So mm-hmm. across the board, you're going to see a massive amount of new regulation.
Wow. We just have all kinds of fun to look forward to.
Yes,
but,
we do.
You know, we've been to this, and you didn't even mention, I'm surprised, you didn't even mention health care.
Well, that's a big one, and they want a public option. They're going to try to enhance Obamacare and not kill it.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, it's not going to get killed now. It's just it's gotten past the Supreme Court, and it's not going to get killed. Adding a public option costs trillions of dollars. Trillions of dollars at a time when we already have deficits that are beyond staggering.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they're going to do it anyway. I just don't think there's going to be any fiscal restraint whatsoever. But I don't think that's going to be his highest priority. I think mm-hmm. the highest priority is getting the stimulus bill mm-hmm. and get the vaccine out there so we can have an economy come back and then maybe tackle some of the tougher things. Because, again, with a 50-50 Senate, there's no margin for error, literally none mm-hmm. on anything.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, they'll have 2 years, roughly, just like Obama did when he first got elected.
Right.
Had 2 years, and when he was in full control, of course, we got, the so-called Affordable Care Act. The next time we talk, Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man. Jordan, how can they be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I love to help you folks all the time, Bill, and look forward to doing another exciting year with you. We've done this for quite a few years here.
Happy New Year, my good friend. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Bye-bye.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Martinez for We the People.
Well, happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the director of PluggedIn.com, the one and only Adam Holtz joins us. Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Family staying healthy. We're COVID-free. Everything's good, huh?
All good. All good. Yep. Just another day in my basement, you know, like the last year or so.
What, are you running for president or something? You're in the basement?
Oh, snap. That was low-hanging fruit, wasn't it?
I'm sorry. Yeah, we do actually have an inauguration taking place, and I'm not about to throw in that smart-aleck comment somebody said. Maybe I will. You got 25,000 National Guardsmen there. They just wanted to make sure that there was going to be somebody in attendance. Ooh, snap,
oh, again.
Snap. Again. Yeah, again.
The double O snap morning for you, Bill. That's
well, you know, it's just it. I just, look, getting back to first, I keep saying, we got to get back to first principles. Getting back to first principles, I believe all Americans want to be able to celebrate the inauguration of the 46th president of the United States. I mean, we want to do that just as human beings, as somebody who believes in the American way of life, our Constitution, and that. But unfortunately, there are too many questions that are hanging out there, and there are questions that people are only holding near and dear to their heart. They can't speak them out, because if they do, in some cases, in some media circles, I don't know if you heard about this, but there are some established media, and I'm talking of the radio genre, that will cancel you and your show post-haste if you bring anything up about the election, because they sense it as being incendiary, and the mere suggestion or even mere introduction of a conversation that people have in their hearts, you can't do that. You know, that's forbidden ground now.
Yeah, no, I think the terms of the public conversation are certainly being shaped by the mainstream media, by the political climate, and I agree with you. It's just it seems like increasingly, it seems like there's a pretext for trying to silence voices on the right.
Right.
And
well, the tail's shaking the dog here. That's what's going on.
Right.
And the dog itself has to rise up and say, nah, I don't think so. You know, ain't going to happen.
No, I mean,
in much the same way that Jill Biden said, you know, we're not talking about Joe's faux pas. I mean, that's done. We're not hearing any more of it. Well, I think that America has to come together and say, you know, we're not hearing any more of the lies. You know, enough of this stuff. And we are going to, because, oh, yes, there's still a Constitution. You may deny it, and you may want to deny it, but our founding fathers and our great-great-grandparents and great-grandparents and grandparents and fathers fought to defend the Constitution and, in some cases, paid the ultimate price. And I'm not about to allow you to denigrate and anything of my family's heritage because suddenly you woke up one day and found the U.S. Constitution to be inconvenient to your end goal.
Right, and, you know, we don't even have to go back that far historically. It's obviously Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and mm-hmm. I was talking with my wife last night, and she had just read, somebody had posted the letter from the Birmingham jail, and mm-hmm. and she, you know, said, you know, I'm not sure I have ever read this, and she mm-hmm. said what struck her was that Martin Luther King Jr.'s commitment to nonviolence was so deep that before you could join one of his protest movements, you had to agree that you had enough self-control to not retaliate if things escalated into violence. And so right. it was a movement of character. It was a movement of appropriate restraint. Mm-hmm. It was a movement that recognized that you know, change was possible and necessary and that protest could be a mechanism for that. But at the same time, I think what strikes me, Bill, is that there was so much self-control, you know? Yes. And I think, unfortunately, we now live in a culture that has eschewed character mm-hmm. and self-control and mm-hmm. restraint
exactly.
as honorable means to accomplish justice. Right. You know, we use the word justice a lot, but I think, unfortunately, it becomes one of those words that gets sullied because of everything that gets attached to it in the name
right.
of justice. You know, anarchy right. and justice aren't the same things, but you would be forgiven for thinking that, you know.
Right. Exactly. Well, especially if you're on the left.
Right.
So what happens here, again, going back to first principles. And Martin Luther King Jr. understood first principles. You know, this was God-given insight and something that he shared or, you know, my understanding was that Gandhi was very influential in securing that, in setting it in Martin Luther King's mind, is the story as I heard it. And that because Gandhi was very much nonviolent, right? And look what he did
totally
to a nation. Okay, so what happened, it didn't. You know, the narrative of, well, look what those evil rioters did. You know, it's kind of like what happened in the Summer of Love. You know, what do people remember? They remember burning buildings. They remember they don't have a job anymore. They remember their businesses that are now gone, that were burnt down and all destroyed. And you talk about justice. Where's the justice there? You know, people are suddenly out on the street and, you know, and it would seem, again, just in analyzing what happened in those cities, that they were Democratic-controlled cities that allowed this to happen that are not offering any kind of relief to those people that have been unfairly rendered street justice on.
Yeah, no, that's right. And you know, obviously, there are gross inconsistencies. We now have a renewed love for the National Guard that was seemingly mostly absent for most of the rest of the year.
Right. But now you've heard the latest, right, on the National Guard? And a friend of mine, Tennessee Bob, just texted me and said, and I read this, or I think I may have read it last night, that they are they're scrutinizing the National Guard members to make sure
right,
that
right,
they're
right.
not infiltrated, right? That they're, you know, that they're going to be loyal to the governmental cause, you know, to the higher cause, to the, you know, to the cause of the lever pullers. As long as they're consistent with that, that'll be okay.
Yeah. No, we're living in strange times and scary times. And I'm thankful, you know, you and I often talk about these things from a Christian perspective. I'm thankful that we have a narrative that is not just a narrative, it's the truth. It's
yes.
the foundation. It's what we believe as followers of Jesus, and it transcends the chaos of this moment. And so I think our faith enables us to be people of courage, Bill. It
right.
enables us to be people of conviction, and it also enables us to be people of sanity. Mm-hmm. And boy, there is a lot of insanity floating around right now. We have a magnet on our refrigerator that says stop freaking out. And it's kind of, somebody gave it to us as a joke, but
yeah.
but we put it there because how often do we freak out over
exactly.
things? And we need to take a step back from freaking out and say, well, where is God in this and what is my responsibility?
Amen.
And,
we go back to that biblical principle, Adam, and that is that,
yeah.
you know, a people without vision will perish. Well,
absolutely.
And what happens in that process is you invite chaos into whatever it is that you're talking about, your politics, your family, your marriage, your relationship with your kids, when you lose sight, because when that vision, what it talks about is revelation, and that's and where that comes from. It's not revelation from Mao Zedong or from, you know, from Lenin or Marx. This is revelation from the very throne room of God. So you know what comes from God is true and amen, okay? And so
yeah.
anything less than that is an aberration. It is evil. And so when you open the door to anything less than the purity of God's word and the revelation of God's word, well, hello, chaos.
Yeah, no, that's right. And, you know, right along with that, the other verse you and I have talked about is the one that's repeated in the book of Judges, you know, and every man did what was right in his own eyes. I mean, man, we are in the period of the judges again, you know, not in a literal biblical sense, but you know, we're in a time where I think the thing that has been raised up is, you know, if it feels right, it can't be wrong. And
right.
people use emotions. We substitute emotion for truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we don't have to look very far to see the consequences of that.
Yeah, I lived through the 60s one, and I look back with some embarrassment. And it's one that draws me to my knees to God to say, have mercy.
That's where so many of these seeds were planted. And obviously the ideas of rebellion and unbelief and self-autonomy have been around since the Garden of Eden. You know,
yes.
Did God really say?
Yeah.
But I think culturally we had a moment in the 60s where a new foundation was laid that wasn't a foundation at all. It was,
right.
you know, it was a recipe for chaos.
Well, didn't you find it quite interesting? We only got about a minute left here, but I thought it was interesting that at the same time, then we have the Jesus movement. What does that tell you?
Yeah. Well, it tells you that we're hungry for truth, and there will always be a remnant who are responding to the truth of, you know, the revealed gospel of Christ.
Yeah, but even that couldn't stay pure.
Right.
You know, that got infiltrated, a whole other story. And it reminds me of Keith Green and his dedication and commitment. What a great story. That's been my vision, is that we would be able to do a Keith Green movie. I think that's been in the waiting and wanting for way too long.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Check out PluggedIn.com, Outside the Wire, The Dig. We Can Be Heroes. Come play just some of the movies that Adam and the team have reviewed. And, of course, we get all the DVD reviews, games, and other things of interest for you know, for family that want to stay safe out there with our culture. Adam Holtz, thank you. God bless, buddy.
Thanks.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021.
Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you want to get